on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hi, you are on Expression FM. I'm Alex.
And I'm James.
And here is your Monday news bulletin. Italy is recovering from one of its strongest earthquakes in decades, which struck the country's central provinces that were already ravaged by quakes in August. This 6.5 magnitude earthquake was indeed the biggest since 1980. There were no immediate reports of death, in part because most of the towns in the area had already been evacuated after the recent seismic activity. About 20 people were injured, but none killed, said Fabrizio Curcio, the head of Italy's Civil Protection Department. Geologists said that they did not know whether the spate of seismic activity was over.
The European Union and Canada have signed a far-reaching trade agreement that counters a growing anti-globalization trend. This agreement commits them to opening their markets to greater competition after overcoming a last-minute political obstacle in Belgium that reflected growing skepticism towards globalization in much of the developed world. More obstacles for the accord lie ahead. As a legal matter, the member states' legislatures still need to ratify the Canadian agreement.
Demolition work on the historic Royal Clarence Hotel in Exeter is likely to begin this week. The hotel was destroyed as a result of the fires that broke out in a nearby art gallery on Friday morning. More than 72 hours later, fire crews remain at the scene in the cathedral yard to check for potential reignition and support the demolition process for as long as necessary. The fire and rescue service received a lot of messages of support, offers of assistance and complimentary drink and food to help sustain the large number of firefighters who have been working around the clock to bring the fire under control. The chairman of the service said, quote, "The support of the public has been amazing," unquote.
We're your Monday morning news bulletin team, and you're up to date here on Expression FM.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.